Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun.
Hey there, I'm Henry Glasheen, Digital Content Coordinator for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, lifestyle, arts, and events. In this episode, Slug writer Ben Tilton will chat with two representatives of the Natural History Museum of Utah. The first is the program's director, Paul Michael Maxfield, who will discuss speed date and extreme expert and extreme mammals. The second is the museum's director of marketing, Jim Brenninger, to discuss more upcoming events and features.
All right, I'm here with Paul Michael from the Natural History Museum, and we're here to talk about the speed dating with an expert activity that they're going to be having on March 18th from 7 to 9 o'clock. Now, this is different from traditional speed dating, but how does this differ from a traditional speed date?
Well, this is, well, I should say, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm very happy to be here.
Of course.
It's very different than a traditional speed dating program. This is speed dating museum style. So you are guaranteed a fast-paced, engaging, and informative evening. And basically what we have for you is a collection of experts, local experts, that have amazing stories. And rather than doing like an hour lecture from each of these guys, it's going to be quick. You'll have about 15 minutes with each of these guys, and you just listen to their stories, and then we'll sound a gong, and then you are on to the next expert.
Now, what all goes into to picking these experts? Do you guys, you know, have a panels or whatnot, or do you look at a list of people, or how do you come about with these names that are lined up?
Well, we worked in, I guess, a committee fashion, and we brainstormed a list of people that we would want to, you know, hear stories from. And as it turns out, Utah is just full of amazing people. You know, we wanted to hear, of course, from the world of science, but we also wanted to hear from, you know, the world of humanities and art, and, you know, so we have a really dynamic lineup.
Now, whose